Wingers, welcome into Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Now let's get ready to wing it.
All right, welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. We are with Max, as always, and then we got Susan Bratton. Susan, tell us about what you do, and first of all, welcome to the show. Tell us what you do.
Hi, Hunter. Hi, Max. Well, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. I love talking about dating, attraction, seduction, pickup, because I am... My title is intimacy expert to millions, but really that was when my PR firm got a hold of me and they're like, no girl, you were way too dirty as the trusted hot sex advisor to millions. So we need to clean up your image a little bit and call you the intimacy expert. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. But I'm really the trusted hot sex advisor to millions. Wow. What I do and have been doing for 15 years, this is my second career. I have been running a publishing company and I publish passionate lovemaking techniques, bedroom communication skills, okay, and sexual vitality treatments, concepts, supplements, etc. So basically what I do is I teach people how to transform having sex into making love. And I work with people all over the world from, you know, 19 to 90, and I don't do any one-on-one. I'm not a therapist. What I do is I teach people how to have hot sex by learning techniques, because like anything, the more information you have and the more you know, the better you are at something. You can make a baby without knowing anything. You can basically figure out where to stick all the parts together. Yeah. But making love, having great sex, giving incredible orgasms, having, you know, falling in love, opening your heart, slowing down, connecting, having really passionate types of intimacy is something that we need a little guidance on. And I happen to be quite good at it.
Well, that was a hell of an introduction. I think that might be the best one we've had. I don't think
it's up there.
It's hard to top that, isn't it?
No, I'm glad I had you explain it, because I couldn't have done it that well. So Susan, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for coming on. Let's get into it. So this is Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Let me ask you, what does being a wingman mean to you?
Well, what being a wingman means in my world is your friend who helps you find love and hopefully with that great sex. So it's the support of a friend, whether that's to increase your social circle, to give you social credibility, to help you make the right decisions because you've got a bad picker, to support you emotionally when you're feeling down in the dumps because dating can be so difficult. It's your right-hand person who's there for you, your health, and your happiness.
I like to say a wingman is just means being a good person, but that is, I think that's even better. She's might be the wingman of the year. I think you're a wingman to the masses. You said you don't do one-on-one. You speak to the masses, right?
I do.
So I don't even know where to begin here, Max. So there's so many different areas we can go.
There really is.
Let's talk
about. Want me to give you some choices?
Yeah, here, let's go. Let's play a game here. Yes. We'll pick our destiny.
Three things that I think are really important, because most of your listeners are men like you. Three things that I think are really important would be, number one, understanding, getting in a woman's world and understanding what she's looking for would be one thing. And we could go either to like general dating, or we could go to specifically attraction and turn on and arousal and those kinds of things.
Let's do that
because one of the things that I'm a sex expert, we should talk about sex. One of the things that I think is really, that I want to make sure I do not leave without teaching you is something called how to run a menu. And you can get that. I'm going to just drop the URL right now because people get busy and they, you know, they got to go do shit. It's at moresexmoreoften.com. And okay. basically what it'll do is it'll teach you how to run a woman a menu. And I think it's the very best piece of advice that I could give you in all the advice that I could give you. And that's because basically I support gender spectrum, but we're all either born with a penis and balls, dick and balls, or a vulva. You don't say vagina anymore because vagina is just the canal and girls don't like it when you objectify the canal, which is where you put your dick. They want you to think about their genitals or their yoni or whatever they call it as a bigger thing because they want you to play with all of it. So you're either born XX or XY chromosome. It's science. Right. And if you're born XX, you're born with hormones that are dominant with estrogen. If you're born XY, you're so I think the most important thing to understand is to get to the fundamentals of the difference between the masculine and the feminine. Now, I support all gender expression, but you're either born in a body that's XX, which is the woman, or XY, which is the man. XX is estrogen dominant, XY is testosterone dominant, and it right. makes us super different in the bedroom. And essentially, if you're the masculine, you're like, you get a hard on fast, you're always horny. And when she's ready to go, you are right. You're like, yep, babe, I'm ready to go. Right. So you're, and so you're way ahead of her. And she's estrogen dominant. And so she's like worried about everything. She's up in her head. Her turn on comes in 28 day cycles, even after menopause. If you're listening and you're with an older woman, we're all the same. And we have a lot of built-in shit test fuckery. Can I say that on here?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you already said dick and, penis.
Those are scientific terms.
But fuckery is in a whole bigger category than dick and balls.
Well, I think you said fuck a vagina with a dick earlier too. So we're good. No, we're good.
Okay. Well, there you go. And I'm only drinking kombucha and it's not even hard. So just so you know.
Oh, all right.
But I'm really trying to behave myself. But anyway, we can't even control our bullshit at times. So that's an issue for us as well as being in a woman's body. Like, I'll watch myself doing a stupid shit. Like, you haven't had sex with me in 3 days. I guess you've fallen out of love with me. And I'm like, did I just say that? I've been married for 30 years. How could I can't control this thing? You know, it's like, oh my God, it's so annoying. So God love you guys for putting up with that crazy hormonal universe that we women live in. But the thing that women need, and this is one reason we like shopping. And as soon as I say the word shopping, most men are like, don't make me go shopping. Amazon's the best thing that was ever invented, you know?
Oh, man.
But so we like options. We need multiple choice. We want you to run us a menu. So when you're trying to attract us, seduce us, have sex with us, everything, we don't want you to make us an offer like, hey, would you like to have sex? Like, that's the worst thing you could possibly do. You're ready. You're ready to go. So you're like, hey, let's just have some sex. Where she is so far behind you, she's not turned on. We have the same amount of erectile tissue. We basically have a dick inside us. It's all up inside and it gets hard, but it's like an English muffin. It's like, you got to get the muffin out. You got to slice it. You got to find the friggin' toaster. You got to put it in. You press the thing down. You're waiting. It pops up. It's not brown enough ever the first time. You got to press it down again. Then it pops up. You get the butter out. The butter's hard. You gotta slice it. You stick it and smash the two sides together. It melts into the nooks and crannies. And finally, it's ready to eat. Where you were like the hot dog you pulled out of the refrigerator and you're already done and you're doing something else, right? I mean, it's just we're so different. So we need to get a hard on. And we don't have that right away like you guys do. You have something called hemodynamics, which means blood flows right in your dick super fast if you're healthy. So you're ready to go. So for us, the English muffins of the world, who are worried about things and all up in our head, what we need from our men is for you to hold us, soothe us, tell us things are safe and start with small offers. Would you like a glass of Chardonnay? Can I give you a neck rub? How would you like a full body massage? Would you like to watch TV on the couch and have a makeout? Would you, you know, it's just like whatever, wherever she is. This is the very important thing with women is you have to look at them and see where they are emotionally. Like, okay. Are they calm? Are they jacked up? Are they having a shit fit? What are we doing? And then you have to go, okay, what kind of offers am I going to make her that she could say yes to right now? You want to get a woman saying yes to you. And if she says no, the offer was too big. And you learn with your woman and knowing her over time how to scale the offer slowly and make them right sized. So you start to get a string of yeses. This is like the single best piece of advice I'll ever give you about women is running a menu, three choices, not one, always two, better three, small, medium, and a little bit more, but never large. And then what she'll do is you'll make her three offers. Would you like Chardonnay? Would you like to lie on the couch and snuggle? Would you like and watch a show? Would you like a foot rub? And she'll be like, oh, well, can I get the Chardonnay over by the sofa? Could we watch TV and will you rub my feet? That's a triple yes. And you're like, ooh, I got right to exactly what you wanted to do. And then you can accelerate the offers. You can start making her bigger offers and bigger offers and bigger offers. How would you like to take off your top and lay back against me and let me give you a breast massage while you finish your Chardonnay?
That's a hell of an offer, Susan.
Such a nice one, right? Or would you-
I'm writing that down.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. Laying back against my man. He does the reach around and plays with my boobs. I love it. God. It's the best.
I'm writing that one down. That's amazing.
It
down.
It's a good one. I got lots like that. So that's really, really helpful. Whether you've met a woman somewhere and you're like, would you like, I really like you. You seem so interesting to me. I'd love to get to know you better. Maybe we could go out and meet for coffee sometime, go for a walk in the park. Or if I've got anything coming up, like I'm going to a party or whatever, I could text you and invite you. I can give you my number. You can give me your number, whatever makes you comfortable. When you start like laying down options, she's like, oh, this guy's willing to work with me. And he's like being super upfront about things. And he sounds like fun. We want adventure. We want sexual adventure. We want you to take us on a ride. We want you to move our body. That's what moves our emotions. We're like a horse. We're like an animal. When a horse is misbehaving, you got to grab them by the bridle and you got to turn them make them walk in a circle. So they start paying attention to you instead of whatever stupid thing they were paying attention to. You got to corral them, marshal them. And the way that you do that with a woman, the way you move her body, take her and move her, really gets her excited by you.
Susan, I've run this drill plenty of times. I've set this menu that you're talking about, okay? Yeah. But women, they can spot that shit. The women I've been with, they can spot that shit a mile away. They're like, oh, this motherfucker's just trying to fuck me. That's the only reason he's being nice to me right now.
Yeah.
How do I counteract that? Because they're like already shutting that shit down a mile away, but they're like, oh, I'll take this shit. And one other thing,
yeah,
you were talking about like my ex in particular, she's a sucker for snack food, right? And I was like, oh, like, hey, let's watch a movie, you know, the foot rub, all that, I'll go walk the dog, you stay here, and you know, loved popcorn, bring her popcorn, because food is the way to her heart and a lot of women's hearts, okay?
Yeah.
But she would always pull this shit where, oh, she's too full when I make that final move, that final menu thing.
Yeah.
Susan, talk me through this.
Okay. So the first one was you feel like the women are on to you and that the menu that you're running them makes their radar go up.
Yeah.
So whatever the menu you were running felt false to them. So I don't know what the conditions were, but each one of those times when a woman was like, don't pull that shit with me, it was disingenuous. It was coming in a way that might've been disingenuous from you. So that's something I can't dissect unless I saw what was going on and I could give you maybe some better menu ideas. And one of the ways that you could do this is you could say, obviously, you're not trusting what I'm saying, or you're feeling like I'm not being genuine, like you're shutting me down when I'm trying to connect with you. What is it that I did wrong and how could I improve that? Because that's going to put you back into being genuine. A lot of people use the word vulnerable. I think it's an over authentic and vulnerable. I mean, I'm just tired of those words. I like the word genuine. You know, you have a genuine desire to connect with her. You have a genuine curiosity about her. You have a genuine interest in her. So that's why I want to bring up a word like that, because sometimes it's just like, well, then tell me what I should have said. How could I have made it nice for you? Because I really would like to. Just getting like down to that level of honesty can sometimes be disarmingly charming.
Okay. I mean, I like to think I'm an open book. I'm a podcaster. I like to talk about things, but I'm running some scenarios in my head and I'm like, maybe I probably could have done something better, but I think there might've been, I think you made some things more clear, like a little more personal stuff, but I think I got an idea. I think she probably had some things going on and maybe like you said, maybe I'm not reassuring enough to her. So I maybe triggered some stuff for her, but you got me thinking now. Max, Max is a married man, by the way. Max, have you had any experience with this?
I mean, actually, I'll ask a question on this. So being married, right, you know, things always like start out great. And sometimes maybe things get more routine, right? Not as there any animosity or anything, but just kind of routine happens. You know, I've been married 8 years now. So like, what's some stuff that you would recommend if you wanted to kind of just like create like that little bit of that spark, and maybe just because of like the time and stuff, I don't know, what's some stuff that you have noticed just in the work you've done?
Yeah. That kind of goes back to Popcorn Girl, where she ate all that popcorn and then she didn't want to have sex. You know, you did all these things and then she was like, oh, I'm full. A lot of times the reason that you're getting rejected for sex is the combination of not making enough small offers to get there, but also not knowing the techniques or doing things to her to get her really turned on enough to want sex. So there's two things that happen. The first one is that, well, there's three. One is that the sex is boring to her. She didn't start off horny, so you have to get her over the hump. So if she's already bored with sex because it's routine, and then you have to get her over the hump, it's like doubly hard because you're already horny. You enter the room horny and she isn't. So it's some heavy lifting that you have to do, but it doesn't have to be difficult heavy lifting. And that brings me to the third piece, which is if a woman, even a woman who is with a guy and she knows perfectly well, if she just lies the fuck down and lets him come her, she will come and come and come. And when she's done, she'll be like, oh God, that was good. Why is it that I don't just lie down and beg you to do this to me all the time? Like, why is my body so resistant to something I really love to feel?
Right.
It's like the mystery of the friggin' universe. So the best thing to do, and that's why I like the foot rub, the boob play, the make out, the neck kissing, the eyelid kissing, the full body touch, the holding. These are all things. So remember when I was talking about the fact that women have as much erectile tissue in our, I'm going to use another word, yoni, Y-O-N-I. This is the tantric sex word for the pussy. And lingam is the tantric sex word for the dick and balls. And we have all that erectile tissue up inside us where it's sticking out for you. And so the blood can flow down in there really fast. We've got that English muffin situation. And our clitoris, which is the place that has the most nerve endings that gets us most turned on, it's actually not a spot. It's like a little creature with a head and a neck and two little arms and two big legs. And it's only one of the three erectile tissue systems in our yoni, Y-O-N-I. There's also a urethral sponge, which people call a G-spot, but it's not a spot either. It's a long tube of fleshy tissue up inside us, and a perineal sponge, which is on the bottom of the vagina. So our vaginas are literally wrapped in a dick's worth of erectile tissue.
Wow.
But it's flaccid until we get it turned on. And you can rub it from the outside, lick it from the outside. You can get your dick in there and that expands it and gets more blood in. Mm-hmm. But one of the best ways in foreplay is to get it hard from the inside out. When you do something from the inside out, it's called everted, E-V-E-R-T-E-D, everted. It's like an everted erection. And the way you do that is kissing, full body touch, nipple stimulation, and anything else that she enjoys. So the more that you can work on making yourself a super hot kisser, the more that you can learn how to give super good breast play, the easier it is for you to actually get her going to the point where she will be wanting more. You got to lay in a base of blood flow, because you wouldn't want to have sex with a flaccid cock. So that's what's happening for her, because she's not quite getting the stimulation she needs. So she needs a couple things. Arousal is like a mathematical formula of two pieces. There's variety and novelty, danger and excitement, with safety and security. The married guy is all safety and security. The single guy is all danger and novelty. You have to be both those guys in equal measure. And the way that you are, if you're married, you're a security guy already. Mm-hmm. Unless you're not taking care of things outside the bedroom. And then she's not going to want to have sex with you if things are wrong outside the bedroom. But if things are good outside the bedroom, then what you need the most is to bring novelty and variety. So those adventures, those erotic adventures where you move her body. So sex positions is like the lowest hanging fruit of the married seduction strategy.
You're not wrong.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Because you can have sex in new places, in new positions. It can be a lot of fun. And
just chucking a leg off, you know?
With the leg, exactly. Spin her around. Oh, I have two really fun things for you and your listeners. One is called Come Full Circle, and it's a 360-degree sex position. And it's a really fun, like, Friday night frolic, because you're like, babe, I printed this thing out, and it's at Come Full Circle, CUMFULLCIRCLE.com. And it's a little illustrated guide, and you read it, and it's fun to read it and be like, okay, so does your leg go here? Now, what do I do? Oh yeah. You flip me over. Oh yeah. That's it. And you're trying to basically keep your dick inside her while you're flipping her around on your dick. It's like a helicopter spinning thing. That's a really fun thing to do. It's like a novelty sex position. But I also have my favorite sex positions, 7 stimulating sex positions. There's Chingalinga, Headboard Daddy, Yab Yum. There's all these really fun ones. 7positions.com, the number 7positions.com. That one's really good because you can be like, babe, I want to try Headboard Daddy tonight. I want you to work on your cowgirl game. I'm going to play with your boobies and make out with you while you're on top of me. And then you can kind of take control, and you can like guide her up and down on you, and you can stroke her nipples and kiss her. And then you're getting her turned on and getting that everted clitoral erection while you're making love to her, doing a new thing, which is super fun. So that's the novelty that really helps increase her desire to have sex. But there's always going to be heavy lifting with women, because we're just not as horny as you guys are, except every once in a while. And you're like, how come she was so horny that one time? And now she's like, not horny, not horny, not horny, not horny, not horny, not horny. Not horny. How can this be? It's
right.
The hormones.
No, that's, you said a lot of good things there, Susan.
This is what I do. Hunter, this is why you have me on your show.
You're absolutely right. You're the wingman of the year 2022. I'm locking it down. Contest is over. It's a real award, by the way, Susan. We might have to put you up for it. But let me ask you. The wingers, those are our listeners, the wingers. Yep. Not swingers, not to be confused. The wingers. I feel like they're going to be mad at me if I don't ask, because I have not been able to think ever since you said it. You said working on your boob play or whatever. Can you tell me, because I think I've got a fucking master's degree in playing with boobs, but now you got me second guessing myself. How do I get better at this?
Tell me what you do.
Oh, geez. Wow. I was not
on the fucking spot.
I mean, like you said, like grab from the behind. You know, do you know Johnny Manziel, football player?
No.
Okay, so he does this thing, but he's saying he's got a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
So I call it coined by another friend or whatnot. He calls it money Manzelling them titties. So yeah, you get the nipple in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so, I mean, other than that, you know, maybe do some sucking. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Can you tell me anything else? I don't know if that sounds basic or not.
I mean, I can tell you a tip for what I do. I mean, I have bigger lips. A lot of times it's very much like almost like it's like a Hershey kiss. It's like pluck, you know, like just not with the teeth, but just with the lip. That's something that I know is it's a good trademark move in the
Susan likes that one.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Yeah, you know.
I'm gonna give one tip to both of you. We'll have like a boob off. No, I'm kidding.
A titty sucking contest.
This is a hell of a pissing match. I love it.
I love it.
So a couple of things. The first would be that there's a technique that I love to explain to men because it really helps them understand women. It's called the bullseye touch technique. So you can imagine a bullseye with the concentric rings that go into the juicy center, right? Okay. And if you were going to shoot an arrow into a bullseye, you're shooting for the center. This is what you're born to do, is hit that target. And you are full speed ahead and goal-oriented, and that's what you want to do. And so most often, the most common mistake that I think men make due to just naturally being the masculine is that they grab our tits too fast and tweak our nipples too soon. So one of the best things that I can tell you is that as a man, what you want to think about when you're doing breast pleasuring, and that's what I like to call it. Doesn't it sound nice? Breast pleasuring. That you want to start with kisses on the face, kisses on the eyelids, little pecks on the lips. Don't stick your tongue in. The neck. Remember all those hot hickeys that we got in high school? The neck has a lot of erectile tissue in it. The little divot at the bottom of her throat, her collarbones, shoulders, the sternum, which goes up and down the middle of her chest, is very sensitive. It's where the sexual energy runs up and down her body. And when you can caress it with a flat hand or with fingertips, now, we haven't even touched any boob yet. The belly, stroke the belly from the top, from the bottom to the top. You're basically moving into the center from the outsides. You're stroking her back. You're stroking her ass. You're stroking her belly. And then remember that for most women, some small-breasted women don't have a lot of breast tissue to play with. But for women who have a lot of breast tissue to play with, cupping it, lifting it, holding it, gently kneading it, doing one breast, then the other, kissing her chest, kissing her nipples, a small draw of all your flat fingers across the whole breast, including the nipple. You've probably talked about catch and release on your show before. Have you talked about catch and release? It's a dating concept. Do you know about it?
I've heard of it probably vaguely. Maybe not that phrase though. I don't know. Maybe.
I'll just review it for a second because this is very good, Max, for the married man too. Super good. A catch and release is basically where you grab your woman, you grab, not in a bad way. I'm talking about there's consent. You're not just grabbing a woman. You never want to do that. You're, you know, you have rapport and you're in a bar and you're beginning to touch each other, and, or you're at home and she's making dinner or she's walking through the room, or you get up and you go to her and you just take her in your arms and you pull her close and you look her in the eyes and you just tell her she's beautiful, or just go, ah, my love, and you kiss her on the cheeks or the eyelids, and then you let her go and you walk away, or you just let her go. It makes her want you more. And that's the same thing with especially touching the nipples. You never want to just be like, you want to work, you want to touch all that breast up under the under boob. We love it because we wear those stays, those hard bras, you know, and they're crunching down on our chest. We want you to take your thumbs and rub the seams where our breast tissue meets our chest. And by the way, all of this is predicated on you having some really nice organic oil, like sweet almond oil is, or organic refined avocado oil, mango butter. These types of things are really nice and emollient, and they don't have any preservatives or chemicals in them. They're just real things. You could eat them. Mm-hmm. You could make a salad dressing out of them. And what's nice about that is it, when you're rubbing all that oil warm from the being in the sink and hot water into her breasts, that's relaxing her. It's calming her. It's focusing her energy onto her pleasure. And by doing it from the outside in, you're really getting everything warmed up and so nice and turned on. And that, when it's slick like that, it feels so good. And then as she gets more and more turned on, and as you start to kiss her, and as you start to put your tongue in her mouth and you start to French kiss her, one of the nicest things is when you can touch the tip of your tongue to the tip of her tongue, because that's like another clit. So she has a ton of erectile tissue in her mouth. And so kissing her lips and then going in her mouth and then taking her tongue in your mouth while you're playing with her breasts, and then bringing more passion and more energy to that kissing, and bringing more energy into your hands, compressing her breasts, where you're putting between your four fingers and your thumbs, you're pressing the tissue down. There is erectile tissue that goes from her nipples right up into her body in a, like a long line. And when you press that, you get that erectile tissue inside the breast. Her breasts will actually plump up and get engorged from all the play. And that will really begin to get her clit hard, because mouth and nipples are attached in the nervous system to the clit, and it'll start making, really what you want to do is have her feel the sensation of actually her pussy going like contracting. It'll be like, it'll like have a contraction, and you haven't even touched her pussy yet. That's when you know you're touching her well. And the final thing I'll say about it, because I know you've got other questions, is that because we run on this kind of moon cycle as women, even after menopause, there are times when we're looking for very light touch. And there are times when we want the, we want to be manhandled, the other end of the spectrum. And the best thing to do with a woman in to figure that out is to always give her two options. This goes back to running menus. Do you want me to go a little harder, or do you like it light? Do you need it lighter still? And she'll tell you kind of where, how her body's reacting in the moment, so that you can deliver the sensation that pleases her most. And I want to, can I say one more thing about that?
Of course.
That? Yeah. Well, there's this, there are touch techniques, and I have a free ebook that's called Touching for Rapture. And one of the things that happens to guys as well is that the way you get in your head sexually is you get strategizing. Oh, I've got to twirl her nipples. I got to push the button on her clit. I'm going to do this thing. Then I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this position. Then I'm going to do that thing. And you're worried about coming too fast, and you want to give her incredible pleasure. And now you're all up in your head and you're not having any pleasure. And so she can't feel you. And you've, you know, you're just like so busy running the game that you're not even friggin' there with her. And so one of the techniques that I think is super good, it's at expand her orgasm tonight www.thewingingit.com, and it's free. It, you don't ever have to buy anything from me as a listener, as a winger. You can have all my free stuff forever. And if you ever want to buy any of my programs, they're always there for you, but I give away tons of stuff. And this is at Expand Her Orgasm Tonight, and it's called Touching for Rapture. And what it does is it explains different ways to touch a lover that she will feel, or he, the person, your lover, will feel an immediate difference in your touch. It's a touch technique, and there's lots of touch techniques, but I think Touching for Rapture is one of the best touch techniques we've ever put out in the world. So, and it's free.
Wow. Okay. Well, wingers, go check that out. That's a wingman move by Susan. She's helping us out for free, people. Check it out. And Susan, let me say, I've tried this catch and release technique. Yeah. I've actually used this one with my ex, Popcorn Girl.
Yeah.
And this is too funny. So I got her in the mood, right? I was like, I did this whole catch and release thing. I'm like, I'm only going to eat you out. We're not having sex today.
Uh-huh.
It was a little more. And I followed through with it. I'm like, this is going to come back big time for me. Like, she's going to want it tomorrow. And so just eat her out. And then she's like, wait, we're not going to have sex? I'm like, nope. And I just like wipe my mouth. I'm like, you know, make her come, wipe my mouth. I'm like, nope. I got stuff to go do. And then I get it tomorrow. And she's like almost more horned up. So I have seen success with that. Now I got another question with this.
Good.
I've had moments. People probably just call them like a quick, like little hookup or whatever. I've had moments where I'm, you know, seducing the lady, you know, and we're hooking up, and then she's like, just fuck me. Like, she's like, no, nope, don't want to be eating out. Don't want to, like, let's just get right to it. Yeah. Do what you got to do. And she's like, this is about you right now. What do I do with that? Is there anything I could do to that? Or do I just get my nut off right there?
I mean, I think you kind of have to get your nut off, because yeah, you're there and you've done all the work to get there, and it's what she's telling you to do, but she's a fucking idiot. And she's going to have shitty sex her whole life. And she's, you know, just basically a pump and dump chump. I mean, what can you do? You can't fix the world. Some people care about their sexuality. They want passionate lovemaking. They want heart connection. They want hot erotic sex. They want to come and come and come. They want to have a lover. They want to do experimentation. And I believe that anybody can be that person, but not everybody wants to.
Uh-huh.
And I can't help everybody. I can only help the wingers and the horn dogs that want to have hot sex.
They're one and the same. They're one and the same.
Exactly. Right. So yeah. What do you want?
All right.
You know, 15 years ago, I would have been like, oh, that's just not the right thing. You should try to have her. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's a conundrum. There's any way you could go with it, but
you do the best you can do. Right, Hunter?
I always try. I always leave it all out there. I always think I'm
like, I feel that you do
that stuff.
I think you're there to serve.
Exactly. Max, do you got any burning questions that you want to ask Susan?
Yeah. So here's one. So what's a big thing that guys just easily miss when trying to turn on, you know, a prospective lady, lover, what have you? Like, I feel like we talked about a lot of different things, but what's like the most obvious, like you're just missing this. Just do like this one thing and you're like, okay, that's going to help you like 60% here, you know?
Probably encouragement. Because women are slut shamed, objectified, and basically are friggin' prey out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We need you as our lover to call us to our turn on, call us to this glorious orgasmic goddess that lives inside us. And you're very good, I'm sure, at creating the safety for us. But we want a little bit more. We want to hear. We need to hear you encourage us. And what women are actually looking for, and here's the kind of winning formula. Guys like mathematics. They like to know A plus B equals C. They mm-hmm. want the numbers. And that's great, because that's how your mind works. Women are like, tell me a story. When I go on the women's podcast, we do not have these conversations at all. But the guys are like, just tell me what to do in three easy steps and I will friggin' do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
I love that about men. So the what women want in equal measure, think about yourself as holding a scale, and what you're laying on the scale is encouragement and kind of like being her champion and guiding her toward her pleasure verbally. Mm-hmm. She wants to be adored by you. She wants to know you adore her and that she's super sexy. So the other side of the scale is the sexy part. So you have to tell her how sexy she is to you and specifically why. Because if you just tell her she's sexy, she's going to be like, well, you just say that to every girl and you're just a horn dog. Of course, it doesn't mean anything. You don't really like me. But if you're like, I love how your brown hair cascades over what I feel are the perfect breasts on any woman I've ever seen. I love the way your nipples are small or large or what, like you just have to describe what you see. That's literally how easy it is, because you are very visual and there are things about her. Right. You wouldn't be fucking her if you didn't think she was hot. So why do you want to fuck her? Tell her the reasons. She wants to be objectified. She wants to know that she's sexy to you. It calms her down because her arousal must begin in relaxation. She needs to feel calm and connected to you. And then that's because she's up in her head worried about a million things because her hormones make her worry. You're not worried about shit like she is. It's crazy how different we are. And at the same time, she wants you to be encouraged. I want you to let it all go. Don't worry about anything. You're totally beautiful to me. I just want you to relax and have a good time. You're such an angel. You're such a doll. You're so cute. You're so sweet. You're so fun. You're so sexy. You smell good to me. Every time I catch a glimpse of you, I get turned on. Whatever those things are, I want your yoni is beautiful. I can see the edges of it getting darker. You smell good to me. You taste delicious to me. I love being inside you. We're such a perfect fit. These are all things that women want to hear. They're not dirty talk. They're not, you know, you slutty little whore type of things. They're appreciation, adoration, and expression of your desire for her. And the more of that you can tell her, the more she feels confident that it's okay to let go. I have another resource for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a book about dirty talk. There are 6 ways to talk dirty without it being yucky to women. And I give you verbatims in there that you can personalize. So you could memorize a few, but you'll see the system and the structure of the language. And it's at dirtytalkbook.com.
Easy.
And that's a really nice thing. You're providing masculine sexual leadership when you talk her through things and encourage her.
We are definitely sharing all this like on our website and our blog. Good. Like we need the wingers to have these resources because this is what they want, right? Sex sells. Everyone wants to have sex. Everyone's having it. People need these resources.
Not everyone is having it. A lot of people aren't. And there are a lot of guys who are not having the sex that they deserve for a lot of reasons where they've gotten up in their own head. They don't feel attractive. They're ashamed about the size of their penis. They come too fast and they're afraid to disappoint women. They don't know how to talk to them. They're afraid to approach them. They feel like women are, they're very sensitive and they feel like they're going to get their heart broken. They feel like women have too big a wall for them to scale. I mean, those are just a few of the reasons that keep men at home jerking off to porn instead of going out and making love to women who want to be made love to by good men. Many good men are stuck at home with fears that could be overcome if someone would just say to them, you're an attractive man. You're a lovely man. Your dick looks perfectly great. Here's how you overcome your stamina issue. I have a technique for that called the me breath. You know, so that's why I really appreciate coming on a show like this, because I love to help men realize that they're not alone and that their love is wanted and needed.
No, that's amazing. I love that message that you're putting out there. So let me ask you, yeah, there obviously is some people that aren't having sex, and there's a lot of guys that like have self-esteem issues with like dick size or how long they last and shit like that, or getting rejected and whatnot. Yeah. That's a big thing. Yeah. So let me ask you, you know, I've swiped on the, you know, Tinder and whatnot, and I see these beautiful girls, and I'm like, some of them are like, you know, 10 out of 10, right? And I'm like, who the fuck is, like, these girls got to fuck somebody, right? Yeah. I'm like, who is fucking these girls? Is, like, the top 1% of guys just fucking all the girls? And then, like, I don't know. Like, what's going on here?
I'd say not the top 1%, but I bet it's an 80-20 thing where 20% of the guys are fucking 80% of the girls. And that's mostly bad. It's just because there's a couple of things. Here's what women want. You don't have to be handsome, but you have to be well-groomed. And 80% of the guys I see walking around are nasty looking. They've got ear hair, gross skin, shitty haircuts, untrimmed beards, sloppy clothes that don't fit them, that have holes in them, nasty shoes, gross fingernails. I mean, come on. We don't want to fuck that. Mm-hmm. So like number one thing, literally for women on their list of what makes men attractive is good grooming. Number two is what we talked about, being genuine, being emotionally available, being willing to make mistakes, being willing to be relatable, being relatable and being present and being just the nice guy that you are, just being the person you are with genuine interest. And so many men really have a hard time with that, because one of the things that happens in our society, and this is from a friend of mine, Dr. Terry Real, he talks about how in the difference between men and women, men, you live in a pecking order. If you are not on top, you are on the bottom and you suck. And in every interaction, you're either the winner or the loser. It's like how you mentally think about things in our culture. And so that fear of rejection, you don't want to go down in the pecking order. So if you don't ever put yourself out there, you'll never get knocked down. And I hate that about our culture. I hate that we don't develop our men emotionally, that we don't allow them to learn how to transmute rejection into information. Wow. One of the techniques that I teach is called the Sexual Soulmate Pact, P-A-C-T. I have a book called Sexual Soulmates, The Six Essentials for Connected Sex. And the best technique that I've ever come up with is not a sex technique, because there's hundreds of sex techniques that you can learn, pleasuring techniques that you can learn. I mean, even just my description of how to touch a breast, there was a lot in that.
That was good stuff. That was good
stuff. Yeah, it's important to know, and somebody needs to tell you. So that's what Susan Brown. Yeah,
nobody's talking about it.
but I am, and thank you for allowing me. But the Sexual Soulmate Pact, what it does is it fixes this problem where when a guy gets feedback, he takes it as rejection and he gets butthurt. And he emotionally contracts. And so women are like, fuck it. I'm just not going to tell him. I'm just going to have this shitty sex with him. I'm just going to let him stick it in and get his rocks off. Because if I give him any feedback, I got to deal with his bullshit and I don't want to deal with it. And so what this does, it's a technique for partners. But what it really does is it teaches the masculine that the woman lives in this animal body that has this 28-day cycle of the moon, and it wants different things every day. And there's no fucking way you can know what it wants. Yeah. And she has to be able to tell you. And if you take what she says as something that's wrong with you, then you're going to just be a shitty lover your whole life and have shitty sex. But if you can actually get that her feedback makes you the winner, and that you get hungry for her feedback, and you get her feedback loops really flowing higher, more, don't stop. Sometimes I literally, my husband will be stroking me in a way that I know I'm going to go into this massive expanded orgasm. And I'll just be like, don't stop till I say so. And then I like literally just like fall down limp on the bed with my mouth half open, some drool coming out, still like I'm dead. And he just keeps delivering the strokes, and I come 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 and I come. And then I'm like, okay, that was good. And it's super hot because we're just like massively limbically connected. But he knows just whatever I need, I shout it out. And I don't say please and thank you because that's the good girl bullshit. I don't want you to have a good girl in the bedroom. I want you to have a dirty, nasty, slutty, hungry for your body, totally into you, ridiculously silly, laughing, fun playmate. That's what I want you to have.
Yeah, well, I think that's... Yeah, I think that's what like it's like the cliche thing, like woman in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. You know what I mean? That's exactly. Men love that. Like, oh, you're only doing this for me. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, it brings up a point. Sorry to interrupt, but it brings up a point too, how you said before, how like women get slut shamed. And I honestly stand on the PSA. I do not understand that for the life of me. I don't understand it, especially nowadays, you know, today's day and age. Like, that's what people want. And I think as long as people are transparent and just being themselves, why should they get destroyed? It's like, as soon as one thing faux pas with a female goes that way, they just do like, oh, whore, slut. And I just don't get it. It's like literally the thing they want. Do you know why? What's your take on
it? Yeah, it's religious repression.
Mm. Yeah. I can see that for sure. It's just insane. It's absolutely wild. Because a guy in the same bow wouldn't get as much shit at all. You know what I mean? Half the time, you know, you're Charlie Sheen's of the world and those people, they're like forgiven the heartbeat. But then like, or the perfect example, the one that comes to mind is when Janet Jackson had Nipplegate, right? Justin Timberlake never got any flack from that. But yeah, Janet was the one persecuted, right? You can look at the blame on both sides, but why did Janet get all the ridicule? And looking back, it was like during I was in high school and that happened. So I didn't really put two and two together. But I watched a documentary recently on it, and I'm like, oh my God, like she got ripped for no reason. Yeah. When you really compare what occurred.
Men are afraid of women, and that's how they control us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's difficult.
And let's talk about the shitty marketing by the MLB, that girl that flashed her boobs in the World Series, or what it was like, Game 4 or some shit. They banned her for life. That's some serious fucking marketing right there. I'd give her season fucking tickets. It's true.
Same.
Right?
Yeah.
More boobs. That's awesome. I love boobs. Everybody loves boobs. Why would we not want to see as many boobs as possible? And they're all gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what? Let me ask you. So lately, I feel like everybody's an ass guy nowadays. I'm a boob guy personally.
Yeah.
What's up with butts nowadays? Like, I feel like it used to be boobs, you know, back in the old days or whatever. I don't understand why butts are better than boobs. I'm boobs through and through.
Well, it's rising from the fact that more Black Americans and Latinx Americans have more of an ass, where Caucasian women have kind of flat asses. And it is a way for minorities to... I am a supporter of people of all colors, all genders, all people. And I like to be as colorblind as possible. And I love everybody. And I want to lift the world up. That's who I am. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when I'm saying this from an analytical, socio-cultural response,
not my
personal views, but as women of color are being lifted up in the world as the way their beauty is being honored, and they may have bigger butts than the traditional white woman standard. That's why the big booty is coming into vogue, because it is a beautiful and desirable trait of many women. So that's all that is it's just kind of like we're now flowing into, you know, there's more babies born of mixed race now in America than there are of same race.
Really?
There are more. And so we're blending now. And dating apps are a big reason why, because now, well, now people are, they can meet people who are, it doesn't matter what color they are. Mm-hmm. It's based on your values and your interests and your spark and your connection. And so it doesn't matter if you are black or yellow or blue or green or what have you, we have more open possibility to be together. And that's opening us to other cultural beauty standards. So that's where that came from.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, you said like the numbers, math, guys are math guys, you know, so, mm-hmm. you know, A plus B equals C. No, that's amazing. Susan, this has been an outstanding interview. I think I got a slight crush on you. I got to be honest.
I got a slight crush back on you too.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
we had some fun, didn't we?
I'm blushing. Susan, before we get you out of here, can you... Yeah. I don't know if we prepped you on this before. We end every show with a segment called Wingman Stories.
Yeah, sure. I got
Wingman Stories.
Dude, that's what friends do. Friends wingman each other.
Do you got a wingman story, a moment that comes to mind, a time that you were a wingman? Obviously, everything you do is... you're a wingman, but is there one story that stands above the rest, like a time you helped somebody in particular? It doesn't even have to be relationship-based either.
Well, I would say I am a wingman for my husband, because one of the things that he does is a practice that we've been doing together for going on 20 years called expanded orgasm. And it's a clitoral stroking technique that helps a woman not only get into an orgasmic space, but to take that moment of climax and stretch it out like taffy, and then to stack those orgasms as they get bigger and more intense over time. And it's just from literally a finger on a clit. And so when we were learning this practice about 20 years ago, my husband and I went to see a guy who was one of the original guys who had been in the community of people who developed this technique. And his name was Ray Vetterlein. And he and Tim were talking, and Ray said, "Tim, I didn't really get good until I'd done." And by done means the practice was also called deliberate orgasm, or doing, D-O, doing, or you got done. That was kind of the vernacular of the practice. And he said, "I didn't really get good until I'd done about 300 women. And when my husband heard this, and I've been married to him for 30 years now.
Wow.
When my husband heard this, he was like, "That's a new goal for me. I want to do 300 women. And I realized that my husband was never going to be able to do that. He doesn't have intercourse with these women. He just gives them a pussy massage, basically, and comes them.
Wow.
And he loves it. He loves to connect with a woman. He loves to feel what they're like. He loves to play with their pussy. He likes to see how they're different than all the other women. He's learned so much from the practice of being a good doer. And, so when I realized that that was kind of one of his life goals, and my job is to support my husband in his life goals, I realized that what I had to do was be his wingman, because women weren't going to trust this married guy offering to rub their pussy. But if I offered it for them, "Oh, you should have my husband do you. He's fantastic. It doesn't bother me at all. You're welcome to have a date with him. I schedule them. So let's get it on the calendar if you'd like to have one." And so he's done probably 100 women. You know,
are you talking the like 100? Intercourse, or are you just talking the pussy rubbing?
Not intercourse, because that's not in our agreement together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Intercourse is the thing about, there's like two levels of safe sex. There's, you know, I have a lot of information about what tests to get and how to handle STIs on my betterlover.com website. I have videos that tell you how to have a safe sex test, conversation, when to have it, what to say, which tests to get, you know, all that stuff, because people need to know the fundamentals to keep themselves safe if they're going to fuck around. Mm-hmm. But he's not allowed to have intercourse or put his mouth on other women's genitals. Kissing and hands on genitals is okay. And believe me, that guy can, that's all that man needs to have, is just put his hands on a woman and he can just like come them better than they've ever been come by anybody. But That's what our agreement is, that he can do that. But I'm a wingman for him because it would be very hard for him to get those experiences. But if I'm the one talking to the woman, and these are usually just friends and friends of friends and people in our community who are, you know, I'm live in a very sex positive universe because right. I am a sex expert.
Yeah,
I
you are.
Know lots of sex experts and all those things. So it's a little bit easier for us, but I right. would say I'm like an incredible wingman because
yeah.
I big tee time. Up these hot dates for my husband. So like, how great is that to be a wife?
Yeah, that is pretty fucking cool. Max, how would you like that? Your wife did that for you. I shouldn't ask you that.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, my God, you know.
Damn. Oh, all right. Amazing. Well, Susan, you're a hell of a fucking wingman and fucking husband. He's got a real one holding it down for him at home. That's what's up. And you schedule the dates. You're taking all the hard part out of it. He just does what he does best.
He does. He just shows up and he's magnificent. I handle the calendaring.
You're like studying him out. You're like
exactly. Well, I want him to have an incredible life.
Yeah.
And that's a super safe sex thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not going to catch anything from that. He just washes his hands afterward. And if he wants, and if the woman wants to, he wears gloves. And if you wear very tight fitting nitrile gloves, you can't even feel it. I tell that to a lot of women mm-hmm. who are like, my husband, you know, he works in auto mechanic or whatever, and his hands are all, yeah. What do I do? And I'm like, nitrile gloves, you won't even be able to feel it.
Yeah, that's the benefit of like dating a podcaster. We don't really get our hands too dirty, you know?
True that.
So, I got to plug myself somehow here. But Susan, that was an ultimate wingman story. Like really I said, your husband's got a real one there. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Do you want to plug your social links anymore? I know we plugged a lot of resources, but where can people find you on like?
Oh, follow me on Instagram. At yeah. Susan Bratton. That's my personal sexual self-expression. And I drop sex tips there too.
Okay. No, perfect. I'm definitely going to be like reading up. Like I'm like going to study. I'm doing homework after this. So,
well, ladies, let me set you up with some VIP accounts for both of you. And let me put Expand Her Orgasm Tonight in there. That's the one that is the doing that I'm talking about, the clit stroke, which is fantastic. Mm. You fill your woman up with those kinds of orgasms, she is going to be much easier to bed.
Wow. Yeah, we got to. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, we'll talk after we hit stop record. But yeah, we need to get those VIP accounts.
Let you got it. Go.
But Max, you got anything else? Any closing remarks?
Well, no, just Susan, this has been a blast. And I think like for me, I'm going to definitely check a lot of the resources out. Because, you know, you do in those situations with any relationship, single, married, that you just you need to be aware. You know, like back to like you said about oppression, right? Like just in life, I think is that a lot of people go into sex blind. They don't have a clue. Yeah. Because half the time growing up, you're almost just like ridiculed by, right? Instead of having these open conversations, it's so controversial or politicized. So having these type of conversations, I think, really help grow the process, not only for just us here, but anyone listening. So thank you for that. Truly.
My pleasure.
All right, Susan, thank you for winging it with us. Wingers, make sure you're following her. Make sure you're following us.
Oh, yeah.
Until next time.
Let's get ready to wing.